Unit 10. Meeting people. Page 70. 2. Waiting for ages.
I know it might sound strange, but recently I've started thinking about what the places you arrange to meet say about you. Let me give you an example of what I mean. The other day, I arranged to meet a friend of mine outside the post office in Moss Side, a particularly rough area of Manchester. My friend was late, as usual. I had to wait for half an hour in the street, watching the police drive by and the rain come down. While I was there, two people asked me for money, and this big guy came up to me and said, "What are you looking at?" I suddenly thought, "What am I doing here? This is a terrible place to meet." When I was younger, I used to meet people at bus stops because I didn't want my parents to see who I was going out with. I didn't want to meet in a bar because if I was the first one there, I'd look lonely and the manager might ask me my age. Now that I'm older and don't live with my parents, I don't care if I have to sit in a cafe or somewhere like that by myself. I'd rather look a bit lonely than be outside getting cold and wet. The friend I met the other day is always worried about being left on her own in a bar. So I had to wait in the street. When she finally turned up, we had our typical opening conversation. "Jane, there you are, I was beginning to worry." "Sorry I'm late, the traffic was awful." The excuse can vary, but it's never, "I'm sorry, I'm completely hopeless. I was basically just wasting time window shopping because I wanted to make sure you were here first so that I didn't have to wait around for you." And then I say, "Oh well, never mind, at least you're here now." "Have you been waiting long?" she asks. "No, only 5 minutes." And off we go. I suppose I should get angry, but I don't want to spoil the evening. I guess it's a sign that I must be getting old.
Unit 10, page 71. 6. Pronunciation. Weak forms. Listen and repeat.
From the airport.
From the station.
From work.
In front of the school.
In front of the station.
In front of your hotel.
The other side of the ticket barriers.
At the front by the taxi rank.
At the end of your road.
At the check-in desk.
Listen and check your answers. Conversation 1.
Shall I meet you at the airport then?
Yeah, whereabouts?
Oh, I'll meet you at the check-in desk, okay?
Conversation 2.
Where shall we meet then?
Do you know Bar Q4, the one on Sorrento Street?
Yeah.
Well, I'll meet you there, in the upstairs bit.
Conversation 3.
Where shall we meet then?
Do you know my hotel?
No.
Oh, right. Well, do you know New Street Station then?
Yeah.
Well, I'll meet you there, just the other side of the ticket barriers.
Unit 10, page 72. 2. While you listen. Rachel's birthday. You're going to listen to three friends, Jamie, Martin and Rachel, talking about what they're going to do for Rachel's birthday.
Well, Rachel, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Rachel.
Oh, flowers, they're lovely. Thanks. I'll just go and put them in some water.
So, what would you like to do tonight then?
To be honest, I haven't really decided yet. I've been so busy all day. I haven't really thought about it. What do you fancy doing?
I'm easy. It's up to you, really. It is your birthday, after all.
I know, but I hate making decisions.
How about going to see that musical which is on at the King's?
We could do, I suppose.
Oh, no. That's supposed to be awful. A friend of mine went, and she left halfway through.
Oh, right. OK, well, how about Ben's Cafe? They do jazz on a Wednesday.
Yeah, we could do Ben's if you want.
Oh, Ben's? Please, no. The food in that place is so expensive, and you only get tiny little portions. Anyway, I hate jazz. I'd rather go somewhere else if we can.
Yeah, well, it's not your birthday. Anyway, I thought you said you weren't bothered what we did.
No, it's all right if Jamie would prefer to do something else. Listen, I've had an idea. Do you fancy going bowling? There's that bowling place in Moortown.
Oh, yeah. I know the one. I've been there before. It's really good.
Yeah, sounds fine.
OK, great. Let's do that, then.
What time do you want to go, then? 7? 7:30?
Can we make it 8? I want to have a bath, get changed and just chill out for a bit first.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever, I'm easy. Listen, though. I told Stella and Mike we might be doing something later.
Oh, right, great. Do you want to give them a ring and tell them what we're doing?
Yeah. Where shall I tell them to meet us?
You know where it is, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. It's just near the station, isn't it? On Ockley Road?
Yeah, that's it. Well, we'll meet them there. Just inside the entrance, in the foyer.
OK. By the way, do you think we'll have to book the lanes?
I don't know. I've never actually been there. Do you know, Jamie?
I think we should be okay. It's the middle of the week. I doubt it'll be that busy.